Welcome to the second part of the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and in this half hour, I will be interviewing Carolyn Lindy. Now, Carolyn is a volunteer for Nez Rouge and English Red Nose. She's been a volunteer for 5 years now. She'll be talking to us about the history of Nez Rouge and how she got involved, what it's like to be a volunteer, and just Nez Rouge in general. So that's good information, especially at this time of the year. Now, we'll also have some health news in this segment, and we'll have some music too. So next up, we're going to hear Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and that is with Meghan Trainor, this version. And after that, I'll be back with you.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid, Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM, CJMQ, and this show is called The Townships at 12, and I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. Now, next up, before we get to the interview with Carolyn Lindy, I'm going to talk a bit about Radio Bingo here on CJMQ. It's been going on for a little more than a year now, and we have a lot of fun every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. sharp. You need to buy your bingo cards in advance. There's a lot of different places selling bingo cards, and we do have a new bingo website. So I'll give you the address for that, www.cjmqradiobingo. Now that's all one word, cjmqradiobingo.com. So it's .com. So if you go there, there's several tabs at the top of the page. They will tell you where all the vendors are. We have a long list of vendors. I think we have a little over 30. So they're in several different places in the townships. We have a lot in Lennoxville, a couple in Sherbrooke. We have CPL LaChance in Sawyerville, the IGA in Cookshire. We have a couple of places in North Hatley. We have Burroughs Falls, Ayerscliff, East Angus, and Barrie. So lots of different places in the townships to get your bingo cards. Now you must be 18 years and over to purchase a bingo card, and the cards are either orange or blue depending on the night. We have four games of bingo. The first game is called a straight line. The second game is the BNO. You have to have all the numbers in the column of B, and all the numbers in the column of N, and all the numbers in the column of O. The third game is a full card, and the fourth game is a full card consolation prize. So $1,200 in all to be given away every Tuesday night. Now, this Tuesday, December 5th, we have a special giveaway. We are giving away two tickets to go and see the Scott Woods Band performing at the Hope Community Church. That happens on December 14th at 7 p.m. Now, we'll be giving away the tickets at the end of bingo. So that's after the fourth game, the full card consolation. Now, how it works, I'm not sure yet, but the contest will be, and you give us your name, and I give your name to the people at the Scott Woods Band, and you will pick up your tickets right before the show. So that is on December 14th. Just go a little bit early before 7 o'clock, and your names and your tickets will be there at the door. So that's how it works. So as Christmas comes near, we're going to have a lot more contests too, and we plan to have more contests after the holidays. So Radio Bingo, a lot of people play in groups, and that's pretty interesting too. If you have an interesting group you play in, again, I'd love to hear from you. We could do an interview with you. Just give me an email, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. Next up, we'll get on with the interview I did with Carolyn Lindy, and I'll be back after that, so please stay tuned. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and welcome to the Townships at 12. And today we have Carolyn Lindy. So welcome, Carolyn, and she's going to be talking about the service Nez Rouge. So welcome, Carolyn.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So you've been a volunteer with Nez Rouge, this organization, for how many years?
I have done two or three nights for 5 years, starting in 2016.
Okay.
I did 2016, 2017, 18, 19, and then, of course, with the pandemic, 20, there wasn't any. And in 21, it got shut down early in the season, again, because of COVID. And last year, because of working schedules, it just didn't work. Okay. And I've already done one night this year. Mm-hmm. I'm planning to do more.
Okay. Do you know any of the history about Nez Rouge?
This year is the 40th anniversary, and there was a little booklet that talks about the history. It started in Quebec, actually in Quebec City. I don't remember all the details because I didn't keep the booklet. But it started to support a hockey team, I believe in Laval.
Okay, that's interesting.
And then it became, and then after 2 years, I think the Société d'Assurance Automobile de Québec got involved, and then it just kind of grew from there, and now it's like across Canada.
Okay, great organization. Now, what attracted you to be a volunteer for Nez Rouge?
The first time I did it, my daughter asked me if I would be on her team because a friend of hers' children were part of the cadet. And if you volunteer to drive and you put the cadet as your donation recipient, it was a way for them to receive funding. So I started doing it with my daughter.
Okay.
And I had so much fun doing it. I mean, we were a team of three. And it was just so much fun that we just continued.
Okay, so basically you got interested to support your daughter's sports team.
Yes.
Okay, great cause. How does it work?
There is a website, and you can just sign up to be a volunteer. They work in teams of three. So like if you can get together your own team, which is usually what we try to do, you need two drivers and a person to accompany. The two drivers need to be over 18 and have a valid driver's license and valid car insurance. And the navigator or the person that accompanies doesn't need to be over 18, but it is preferable. And then when you sign up, once you get to the central on the day that you're volunteering, well, they verify your driver's license and your insurance, and then they get you together. You have a little orientation to go through, a little movie that you watch to show you how the whole system works, and then you wait for your first call.
Okay. So what was that first call like? What was your experience?
The very first call, of course, it was kind of nervous because you never know what the client's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
because, you know, everybody has worse. You think you're going to get to falling down drunk. But I'd say in general, it is mostly people that are leaving a Christmas party, a company Christmas party, and they've had maybe, you know, a drink or two too many to be responsible to drive. So they call Neige, and we go and pick them up, and we drive them home in their car, followed by, you know, the Neige car. And I would say that in my experience, I've never had a bad experience. It's always been enjoyable. The clients are always appreciative, and sometimes it's funny. Sometimes we get some really funny stories, and other times it's just friendly. And it's, it's just, for me, it's a great experience.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, do you just basically watch a little movie? There's not a course or anything?
No, not really. There's always, when you're in your car, the navigator or the person who does the paperwork and collects the donations, we have a walkie-talkie. We can always be in contact with the central. So if there's any problems, you just have to call them back, and they're there to support you through the whole thing.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Of course, now with the new technologies, like we get when we get our call, it comes up, we have the app on our phones, on our smartphones, and we have the name of the person we're going to pick up, the type of car we're going to be driving, where we're picking them up, and the destination where we're bringing them to. And it comes along with a Google Map so you don't get lost.
It sounds like it's really well organized.
It is.
Okay, that's an eye-opener to me. I also read that people that are just basically really tired, too tired to drive, can also take advantage of the Neige.
Exactly. It's really just to give you a safe ride. It doesn't always have to be alcohol-related. It could also, with the legalization of marijuana, I mean, you have to keep that in consideration also.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's true. Now, Neige, it started on November 25th, and it runs until December 31st. Is that correct?
That's correct. In Magog, like I've usually run out of Magog, but my next one, I intend to do it through Sherbrooke. Mm-hmm. In Magog, they do it Friday and Saturday night. They started November 24th and go through to the 31st. And then in Sherbrooke, they do it four nights. They do the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
But all the dates, if you go onto the Operation Neige website and you go to volunteer, all the dates are available where you can sign up to volunteer.
Okay, so just the web, just type in Operation Neige and all the information.
Yeah, and then it'll give you, like, for a local, like, where do you want to go from? Like, because it's all across Canada, so you just type in your city, and then it'll tell you where you can fill out the form and where you can go from your central, which central you want to go through.
Okay, that's amazing. That's awesome. Now, with COVID, and it's still around too, mm-hmm. Do you have to wear a mask? Do you have to have any proof that you've been vaccinated?
No. No. That, I guess, is according to personal preference. We did not wear a mask, nor did any of the clients when I did it last week. We didn't ask any questions about it either. As with, I guess, everything else in the public right now, it's your own discretion. If you want to wear a mask, you will not be frowned upon if you do.
Okay. Any of the clients wearing masks?
No, there were none. And I didn't see anybody that appeared to be ill either.
Okay.
And of course, like, I work in a hospital, so like at the hospital, we do wear a mask all the time. Mm-hmm. And so it's not something that concerns me over much. They do provide hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. The Neige people in your pouch that you get, mm-hmm. with the paperwork, there is a hand sanitizer provided.
Okay, that's good to know. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Carolyn?
Well, I think it's a great way for our, because the donations that we collect benefit youth and amateur sports organizations in our area. Like, I mean, you can go on and you can choose a particular organization that you want your donations to go to. And if you do not, at the end of the campaign, whatever was not pre-distributed will be divided among all the youth organizations that were available.
That's great. Now, the donations, are they given at the time of the ride or after?
It's at the end of the ride. The client can choose to give, and this is not obliged either. This is a free service. So, I mean, a donation is appreciated, but it is not obliged. You're not obliged to give a donation.
Okay.
And so they can choose to give it either in cash, mm-hmm. and we provide a receipt. It can be done through an e-transfer. We can give them the information necessary if they want to do it by e-transfer. And some companies will buy prepaid certificates, which are $20 each, and they just have to give us a certificate, and it is considered a donation.
Okay, great. Donations, lots of donations. About how much would somebody donate?
It depends on what people feel comfortable giving, how far we're driving them. I've had as little as a $5 donation because that's all the person has, and I've had as much as 50. And we drive all over. Like we can start in Magog and end up in Granby, or go from Granby and then come back to St. Denis de Brompton. You never know where you're going to end up.
Definitely an adventure every time, I guess.
It is.
Okay. Anything else before we go, Carolyn?
If you like to drive, if you like to be with people, and you like to volunteer your time and be helpful, I think this is a great way to do it. It is something that is not something year-round. So, I mean, if it's just something you want to do to help you feel good, this is a great time to do it.
Okay. And again, the website?
It's Operation Nez Rouge or Operation Red Nose. I mean, if you go to the French site, you can click on the English translation and get all the information in English.
Okay. Now, do the volunteers need to be bilingual, I guess?
No, not necessarily. I mean, French is it helps, but mm-hmm. There's usually somebody on your team that can get along enough in French. And, you know, I find that most people in Quebec, or at least in this area, we manage to understand each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whether you're fluent in French or they're not fluent in English, we manage to understand each other.
Right. I was thinking more about English. You do have some English clientele. I was wondering if the volunteers, some of them do have English.
There's usually somebody on a team that knows enough English, like I said, to be able to get by.
That's good to know too.
Well, I think the organizer in Magog, because that's the only one that I've been through right now, most of them, if they're not fluent in English, they can speak English enough to be able to give the information.
Well, thanks very much, Carolyn, and all the best.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you for your interest.
Okay, have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm stuck in my phone, enjoying the lonely view of my room. Wanna go out and get off the couch, but I don't know how to move. Super cool. Feels like I'm surviving. I'm not living if I'm just not dying. It's life. My hair and finding a pair of shoes I could wear without falling down. Stand in the corner, be a performer, try not to bore the crowd, take a bow. Feels like I'm surviving, I'm not living if I'm just not dying. If life is a party, I'm a designated driver.
designated driver.
And that was Salem Elise, and the song is called Designated Driver. And next up, we're going to have some health news here on the Townships at 12. And this is all about food at Christmas. It's from the health news from the Canada website, Health Canada. Now, food is an important part of many holiday celebrations. However, many of the foods found at holiday parties, such as baked goods, eggnog, cider, seafood, and turkey, can carry bacteria that cause foodborne illness. You can help reduce the risk of foodborne illnesses for your family and friends during the holiday season by following some basic food safety tips. Now, first of all, baked goods. Holiday cookies and squares are a special treat, but uncooked cookie dough, batters, or frosting made with raw eggs can contain salmonella bacteria. Always make sure your baked goods are cooked thoroughly and never lick the spoon or eat raw cookie dough when baking using raw eggs. Eggnog. Store-bought eggnog is pasteurized to remove any dangerous bacteria before it is shipped for sale. If you're making eggnog at home using raw eggs, be sure to heat the egg and milk mixture to at least 71 Celsius or 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Immediately after heating, refrigerate the eggnog in small, shallow containers to allow it to cool quickly, or use pasteurized egg and milk ingredients which are available at many grocery stores. Now, fruit juice and cider. When making punch or serving cider, check the product label to make sure the juice or cider has been pasteurized. Unpasteurized juice may contain bacteria like E. coli or salmonella that can make you sick. If it has not been pasteurized, you can make it safer by boiling the product before serving. Now, oysters and seafood. Some people enjoy eating raw seafood, such as oysters and sushi, during their holiday festivities. However, because raw or uncooked fish and seafood may contain bacteria, parasites, or viruses, special care in their preparation and handling is needed. If you choose to serve and eat raw oysters and seafood, care is needed, as with any other perishable food. Keep seafood like raw oysters or cold cooked shrimp rings refrigerated and serve them on ice to ensure they remain cold at holiday buffets. People who are more vulnerable to the risk of foodborne illnesses, such as older adults, pregnant women, young children, and people with weakened immune systems, should avoid eating raw or undercooked fish and seafood. Now, holiday buffets. If you are serving buffet style, use warming trays, chafing dishes, or crock pots to keep hot foods hot, and put serving trays on crushed ice to keep cold foods cold. Don't let food remain at room temperature for more than 2 hours or add new food to serving dishes already in use. Instead, use a clean platter or serving dish each time you restock the buffet. Now, turkey and stuffing, very important. If cooking a turkey for a holiday meal, use the digital food thermometer to make sure it is cooked properly. The temperature of the thickest part of the breast or thigh should be at least 85 degrees Celsius or 185 degrees Fahrenheit. To prevent potential cross-contamination, cook stuffing separately in its own oven dish or on the stovetop. If you do stuff your turkey, stuff loosely just prior to roasting and remove all stuffing immediately after cooking. Cook stuffing to a minimum internal temperature of 74 degrees Celsius or 165 degrees Fahrenheit and refrigerate within 2 hours of cooking. It is estimated that there are between 11 million and 13 million cases of food-related illnesses in Canada every year. Many of these illnesses could be prevented by following proper food handling and preparation techniques. So that is from the Health Canada site. As we close for another Townships at 12, I want to thank Valerie Crete and Carolyn Lindy for the interviews today. They were great. Be sure to check out Valerie Crete's music. And also, remember that the Townships at 12 show is repeated on Wednesdays at noon. So if you're listening on Wednesday, you are too late to win the free tickets to go and see the Scott Woods Band coming to the Hope Community Church on December 14th, because they will be given away on Tuesday, December 5th, after the radio bingo. So everybody, thanks for listening and have a great day.